Chapter 11. Rebellion. Claude had been in his terrible state for a long time. Then one day he felt better. He was still suffering, but he began to look around and to understand where he was and what he was doing. He began to listen to what people were saying in the street. Soon he discovered that Quasimodo had saved Esmeralda and that she was in Notre Dame, protected by the law of sanctuary. Claude was in despair over this news. "I have already suffered so much because of my feelings for Esmeralda," Claude said to himself. "I was desperate with sadness over her death, but I thought that I was free of her and could go back to my previous life. Now that I know that she and Phoebus are both alive, my suffering is beginning again. My jealousy won't give me any peace." Claude decided to return to his room in the cathedral. He entered through a secret door and made sure neither Quasimodo nor Esmeralda saw him. He stayed in this room with his door locked for many weeks, but through his window he could see Esmeralda and Quasimodo whenever they walked around. They were often together, because Esmeralda was not angry with the hunchback anymore. "Why did Quasimodo save her?" Claude asked himself. "He looks at her with tenderness, so he must be in love with her too. And I see how gently and tenderly the girl acts with him. Has she forgotten Phoebus? Can she love Quasimodo even though he's so ugly?" Claude's feelings of jealousy grew stronger every day until he felt that his body and mind were burning. "I must try to get Esmeralda again," he decided. One night, when Quasimodo was not guarding the gypsy's door, Claude made his way to Esmeralda's room and looked at her through the window. The girl slept very lightly and woke up many times during the night. She woke up while Claude was staring at her and saw him. "That priest, that terrible priest has come again," she whispered in terror. A moment later, Claude was inside her room and was holding and caressing her. "You Satan, you monster, get away from me," cried Esmeralda. But Claude wouldn't release her and only said again and again, "I love you. You must be mine." Suddenly, Esmeralda remembered Quasimodo's whistle, which was lying under her pillow. She blew it with all her strength, and its loud sound could be heard throughout the great cathedral. "What are you doing?" Claude asked. Suddenly, he felt a strong arm around him, and he was thrown to the ground violently. It was the hunchback, with a huge knife in his hand. Quasimodo had not recognized the priest because it was very dark in the room. Then the moon shone through the window, and Quasimodo saw that it was his master who he had almost killed with his knife. To Esmeralda's surprise and horror, he let Claude go and knelt in front of him. "My master, I'm sorry. I can't hurt you after everything that you have done for me," Quasimodo said in a voice filled with sadness. "But I can't see you attack Esmeralda. Please kill me first, and then you can do whatever you want." With these words, the hunchback held out his knife to Claude. The angry priest was going to take it, but Esmeralda jumped up and seized it. "Come near me and I'll kill you," she shouted. Claude kicked Quasimodo with all his strength and ran out of the room. Quasimodo followed him, and Esmeralda lay down on her mattress and cried bitterly. "Will that devil priest never leave me alone? Even Quasimodo, who is always good to me, can't protect me from him." Esmeralda's situation was even worse than she thought. She didn't know it, but the Parliament in Paris had decided to abolish the law of sanctuary, which allowed her to stay safely in Notre Dame. When the thieves and gypsies of the city heard about this, they were very angry they decided to save her. During the next night, an enormous crowd arrived at the big door of the cathedral. They carried axes and sticks and any other weapons they could find. Quasimodo saw the crowd, but he couldn't hear that they were crying, "Esmeralda, we'll save you! You are one of us!" The hunchback was sure that they had come to kill the gypsy girl. "I must stop these people," he said to himself. "I love Esmeralda and I won't let her die." Quasimodo used all his strength to break large pieces of stone and wood from the walls, and he threw these down on the crowd. Many people were killed, but many more arrived to take their place. Soon they would succeed and break down the door. Then, out of the dark, many soldiers and horses arrived. The King of France himself had sent them. His ministers had told him there was a rebellion in Paris, and he had sent part of his army to fight these people. The soldiers had swords, bows and arrows and rifles. The poor people, who were using sticks and stones and some simple tools, could not possibly win this fight. Many thieves and gypsies were killed, and the rest ran away, while the soldiers were pursuing them. The square in front of Notre Dame was filled with dead bodies, and everything was silent again. Quasimodo was filled with joy. "Esmeralda is safe again," he thought to himself. "I helped to defend her, and the soldiers have killed all her attackers." The hunchback ran to the girl's room in order to tell her the good news. But when he opened the door, he discovered that Esmeralda was gone.